Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an absolute circus, and you almost have to laugh at it because we know they're better than this, but good God almighty, whether it's bunts, whether it's base running blunders, I mean, can't get hits in the clutch, can't make plays, whether it's Volpe, Torrens using his mask as a prop. I mean, it is bad. And I was thinking about this, like, I would imagine one, and hopefully both teams, bust out of this by the time they're playing the next Subway Series. But if these two circuses meet up in 2 weeks or so, I don't know if anybody's going to win a game.
That's a good point. Is that next week? Or 2 weeks, right. Yeah, 2 weeks, 4th of July. Dude, this is, you're right. You almost have to laugh at it. We ripped them on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, each team, Mets and Yanks, and they continue to lose. The fact that there's parallels here where both teams, you know, when we did the show on Friday, it's like, oh, Mets and Yankees looking like a Subway Series and all this different stuff. And they haven't won a game since together. It's wild to me. And the Mets continue to have issues with the Braves, as they don't only lose to the Braves, they embarrass themselves. And I don't know how you explain what's going on with the Yankees, where, okay, at least they score a run. But even with that, two solo homers, and those are the only hits. Like, the third hit was bullcrap because that was a ground ball to second that obviously hit the runner's foot, which shouldn't happen. Two solo homers, not to mention the sloppy defense. Like, what is going on?
Hey, don't shortchange those home runs. It ended the streak.
Yeah,
I
know.
I was thrilled when I saw those balls go over the fence for once. Yeah. I don't know. I think you were going here, like, easier to explain away the Mets because of the Braves, and you kind of seen that before out there. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with the Yankees offense. I don't enjoy watching baseball the last few nights. Go ahead.
Well, do you think let's focus on the Yankees. Do you think there is legit reason to be concerned? Now, we know that it's not going to be like this. Like, they'll obviously score more runs. They're going to win some ball games. But have you seen enough over this 6-game losing streak that there's something there that will concern you big picture down the road?
Yes.
Me too.
There is.
And that's a problem. Like, relatively speaking, when we talk about trying to win a World Series, that's why I'd be alarmed with the Yankees. And that would be the fact that if Judge doesn't hit, and I know Boone tried to defend him last night, but come on, dude. He is in a slump. And it's okay. He's allowed to be in a slump. But his slump, you know, striking out 20 times in the last 20, whatever it is, he's been bad. But when he does not hit, the other guys just don't have it.
And that's the problem that jumps out to me here. You know, listen, we've talked about this. Now, we talked about this going into the season. We talked about this when the Yankees were cooking for the most part this entire season. And now we talk about it when Judge is on ice and nobody else is doing anything. I do think that that's a very real thing that is problematic for the Yankees here. Yeah, I said to Sal yesterday, I said the two things that jump out to me, you know, put Aaron Judge to the side for a moment, they still don't have a leadoff hitter, and they still don't have any real protection behind Aaron Judge. So I believe that it's how real, I don't know, but I do believe it is a real thing that plagues the Yankees. Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What you've seen with the Mets, what do you believe in terms of the, what's an absolute truth? What is just, well, that's the cycle of baseball. Where are you at with the Mets?
I'm going to say the same thing that I said last year about the Mets. I don't know if you remember this, but I'll refresh your memory here. I would not take them seriously until they beat the Braves head-to-head, took them square on. Now, they had the games that got postponed to push them back the final day of the season, so we all knew that was looming eventually. And even that setup, A, the Mets did not sweep them and bury the Braves. And B, there was always the cushion where even if you lost that first game, you likely were going to win the second game because the other team was not going to try. So that didn't count. While it was nice to win and clinch a spot there, and they did it in dramatic fashion, it didn't make me feel like they exercised the demons of the Braves. And now they come off their first 3-game losing streak, getting swept by the Rays. Okay, it happens. But in typical fashion, now that sets right up into Atlanta. They're taking on water with the injuries and all that stuff. Fine, go beat the Braves. And they had them dead to rights in that first game, and they let the Braves off the mat. And that sets the bad tone for the series and this huge stretch of games. So The Mets have a lot to prove in the regular season. That's a big difference than the Yankees. Yankees have nothing to prove in the regular season. The Mets have to prove themselves. And when they continue to get punked and embarrassed by the Braves, who came in 13 games back. Like, you watch these two teams play. Do you think the Mets look like they're 13 games better than the Braves?
No, definitely not. I don't.
Do you think they even look like they're definitively better than the Braves at all?
I don't. Not now.
Me neither. I don't. Like, they've been better throughout the course of the year. I still believe that they're better, but they have to actually show it. And I'm more concerned about what's looming. Like, forget about today with Holmes, although it's not forget about. They got to win this game, and I don't feel like they're going to. Strider's going to be nasty. Braves will be at their best, but whatever. Then you get the Phillies looming, and the Phillies maybe now sensing some blood in the water a little bit, looking to take back the control of that division. So the Mets need to prove themselves here, and I do believe legit reason to have concern that they may fall back to the pack and be a wild card team, you know, in the next week or so.
I say this, and I mean it, although I got to say it a little bit in jest here. Like, I'm actually curious how bad this could get for both of these teams. Like, it's turned into a morbid curiosity. And now, I get through that because I know that both teams are a lot better than this, and I believe both teams will absolutely be in the playoffs here. But I am very curious, like, how much longer are we going to watch these blunders? Like, if we just parachuted to Earth right now, I would think that Casey Stengel was managing the Mets and Choo-Choo Coleman was the catcher. And I would think that Mattingly's back had already betrayed him. And Alvaro Espinosa was playing shortstop. And Stumpp Merrill was the manager. It really is a nightly comedy of errors. Like, it's not like they lose 4-3 and it's kind of crisp and, all right, there, yeah, you lost a tough game. That's baseball, Susan. By the way, that's the shirt that Sal's wearing. Yeah. That is a great shirt to wear today. I am curious, from an entertainment perspective, how much worse this is going to get.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
Dude, it's bad.
I'd like to see the Yankees put together a complete game for a change, catch the ball, throw the ball, run the bases.
Get a bunt down.
Oh, my God. How about that last night? I thought that was a stupid play. Not that we need to get into breaking down the entire game, but Grisham trying to bunt in front of Judge with first and second made no sense. Like, even, and I don't know if that's a Boone thing or what.
It was definitely Boone because Boone then said postgame he took the bunt off after the first strike.
I don't know what Boone is thinking there. That is asinine. When you know you have Judge on deck.
Yep.
If you bump them to second and third, what do you think's going to happen?
You're going to walk. Well, Ron Washington walks in when there's nobody on anyway.
Correct. So
you're going to put him on?
I thought he should have and might have walked him if it were first and second.
Now, they went
at him and Judge flat out, but still, like, so think about this. You're going to give up Grisham, and even by taking off, like, he still screwed up the at-bat a little bit. First and second, let him hit. What's the worst that could happen? He doesn't get it done. Judge is coming up. You got Bellinger following him. Like, take your chance with that. You're bunting and get a clear first base and then walk Judge for what? So Bellinger get a sack fly? Like, are we really getting that tight? That would be the alarming thing for me, too. Outside of the Yankees offense without Judge, it seems like they wilt under pressure, dude.
Well, I don't know if it's wilting under pressure or just really an inability to play a brand of baseball that certain teams can play better and are more comfortable playing when it's a late-game, high-leverage situation. There's a reason why the Yankees stink in extra innings. And listen, Boone even touched on this in the postgame. He said, yeah, listen, we are trying to do things that we're not very good at. I did appreciate his transparency. They're not good at bunts. I mean, even their middle infielders don't get bunts down. So,
but then just do what they're good at. That's,
well, yeah, I promise right now they're not good at anything. Yeah, but yes, what they are good at is generally hitting the ball out of the stadium, putting up a ton of runs. I had a mixed feeling of...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About the Grisham trying to get down the bunt and then taking it off. So, I mean, it's a little weedsy. The bottom line is both teams stink right now.
Yeah, exactly.
They stink.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to see it continue. I mean, morbid curiosity. Again, I want to see.
And I say that with a smile. Like, I am morbidly curious how much worse this thing's going to get.
I can't take another loss. But like, there, if you ask me one thing, remember I was saying at the beginning of the year, the one thing I want to see was Soto go nuts. Well, there's one thing I can't stand, and that's losing to the Braves. They can lose 8 in a row. If it's not to the Braves, I'll accept it. The way that they have played against this Braves team under the circumstance where you had them buried.
Yep.
But real quick before we get back to the calls, just on the Grisham bunt thing, why didn't you have an issue with it if you play it through?
Go ahead.
Knowing that.
Walking judge.
Well, right. And then, so like, you're taking the bat. And if not, right? Like, the worst case would Grisham gets out. It's first and second. You took your shot to drive him in. He didn't get it done.
Yeah, horrible swing, too.
Okay, now you're in a spot where either Judge hits with first and second, or he's going to walk Judge anyway and get those runners to second and third.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have what you would have accomplished by getting the bunt down anyway.
Yes and no. I mean, so let's say Grisham was first and second. Let's say he gets the bunt down and it's second and third.
Right.
And then you walk Judge.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my chances with the players behind Judge to just put the bat on ball and get a productive out. See, here's the thing. I also think that you've got to reshape the way this team plays. Not overhaul. Not this complete transformation. They don't have the players to do that. But I do believe that, I don't want to say it's an experimental phase because these games matter, but like the last 10 days, we've seen sequence after sequence, starting in Boston, where it's either a blunder on the bases, an inability to get a bunt down, or just things that you know are going to pop up at some point in October. You know it.
Yeah.
Whether it's the World Series, whether it's before that league championship, whether it's before that division, or whether it's before that wild card, if it comes to it. So I am a believer in putting yourself in certain situations so that when you do get there in October, it's not completely foreign. I get your pushback, by the way, from a baseball perspective. I totally do. But you know what, Sal? Bottom line is this. I don't think it matters what they do right now. Yeah. They are a mess, and so are the Mets.
Yeah, and then even Volpe fielding the ball like we talked about, and to me that was a pressurized thing. He's got a lot of errors, though, this year.
He's got nine leads baseball, and he laid back on that. Like, he just didn't. One of the things that Volpe does very well is attacking ground balls. Like, he goes and gets it. He doesn't let the ball play him. Last night he let the ball play him, and then he couldn't find the handle. And then what he does, he throws it basically into the outfield.
Yeah, the spectacular plays are great, but you got to make the routine plays.
And he usually does, though. Now, this year he's booted some, but historically as a young shortstop, he's made, for my for my scale, enough of those plays. Like, I generally feel great when the ball's hit to him. But the one thing about Bates, when everybody's hitting, everybody joins the party. When everybody's scuffling, it usually afflicts the whole team. And both of these teams are wearing it. Question is, when the hell does it end?
Hopefully tonight.
Can't watch this.
Today for the Yankees, tonight for the Mets. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Gio starts us off, calling from New Brunswick. What's up, Gio?
How we doing, fellas?
Good.
Happy to be here, man. Love your show. I love the good cop, mad cop. Listen, this thing with Boone is just like, when are they going to start holding?
Oh, Jesus. Thank Gio. We appreciate the call.
That was about as aggressive as it gets. Hey, I understand where you're coming from, buddy, but tone it down. Trust me, if we could say that, we would have beat you to it. I kind of like the way that sounds.
Of all days, have the first caller with that. Yeah. You and I are like, dude, what can we do? We can't rail on them anymore. We've already done that.
Yes.
Like, you got to find some kind of levity in it. And the first call out of the shit, dropping an F-bomb.
That was ire. I mean, that was legitimate heat right there. All right, come on. You can't say that. Although, well, we got to bounce you.
I don't know, though. Like, is it a lack of accountability from Boone?
Well, mentioned Boone. Yeah. I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
I didn't love the post-game presser yesterday. Like, not acknowledging the Judge slump. Now, I get it. Judge is otherworldly. So his slumps are still better than he's in a slump. Like, that's not.
There's no question.
Yeah, that's not our opinions. That is a fact. And when you're striking out as much as he is in this slump, and then Boone goes out there and says, well, he hit a couple of balls hard. He walked a couple. Like, that to me doesn't do Boone any favors because it sounds like he's making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would then lead people to think, well, if he's doing that for Judge in this spot where we so obviously know it's a slump, which is okay, then what's he doing for Volpe? Or what's he doing for LeMahieu who can't get a bunt down? And so forth, so on, so forth. So I didn't love that answer from Boone last night about Judge, but I also don't think it's a lack of accountability. I think it's a lack of ability from a lot of his players. I don't like the construction of the roster. I never have.
Dude, I'm going back to this Kansas City series, and the Yankees obviously swept them. This is in succession, guys. Two strikeouts, one. 3-3-3. That was obvious to the rough Red Sox series. 0-3-2. No, he is absolutely out of sorts, and that happens. See, I weigh a response from a manager two ways. What's the worst it can do? Like, what's the negative repercussion if somebody's honest, whether it's Boone, Mendy, whomever, or Tom Thibodeau, whatever, or a football coach here? And what's the best case scenario? So we all know, first of all, there's no reason to, and there's no benefit. You're never going to light Aaron Judge up.
Right.
If you're, and I know you're not suggesting that. If you're a little more transparent and say, yeah, he's wearing it right now. He's human. He's not playing well. Like, even if you did that, what is the benefit versus the possible repercussion? I don't really see the benefit.
For me, it would just be that at least you're being honest about what's happening, and then the fans, now he maybe not doesn't care about this, that's fine, but the fans would be like, okay, well, he's acknowledging this, which would make me then believe in other stuff. Let's listen. You want to listen to it again?
Yeah, I watched it. I heard it, but I think, I don't know that everybody did. Let's go for it. Yeah,
Dove, go ahead. Play that from Aaron Boone last night when asked about Aaron Judge slump.
Aaron, I know you said that Judge just missed that one in the eighth, but just what have you seen in his at-bats the last week or so? This is really like his first prolonged slump of the year.
I mean, is it though? What's today? Wednesday? I mean, Monday night, he hit two rockets and had a couple walks. And he goes 0-for, and it's a slump. It's, you know, maybe he's missed a couple pitches. I mean, it's a hard game. It's, you know, like, I don't know if I really see it that way. Like, you're not, it's not going to get two hits every day and week on, week on. Like, it happens, so... he'll continue to make adjustments like he always does, like he's always doing when he's going really well, whether he hits a little rough patch, he'll continue to do that.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying you got to light Judge up, to your point. You have to acknowledge that he is in a slump. That was a very fair question laid out eloquently.
Very good question.
Okay.
Yep.
So,
and Boone knows that. That's a good question.
Yeah, and I understand where Boone is coming from, being like, come on, like, what are we talking about? Judge here, you know, next week, probably tomorrow, he's going to hit three homers. And nobody's saying that, oh, are you worried about Judge? But you have to acknowledge that he is in a funk where he's striking out a billion times.
And it's like 15 times in his last 20-something at bats.
And so my thing would be, okay, I don't need to hear him light it up, but acknowledge that.
Yep.
Because if you don't acknowledge what we all know is true in the moment, even though it doesn't mean much because it's Judge and it's going to come out of it, if you don't acknowledge that, then why would I take you seriously on some of the other stuff like, hey, what about Anthony Volpe's defense? And then it's like, wow, Volpe's great, and don't worry about it. It's one mistake. Like, it can't be like that all the time.
I agree, all right? I think there's maybe... I'm going to tell you how I would have handled it in a moment. But I also think one of the best things about Aaron Boone, and I've said this a while, is that he snuffs out fires. He snuffs out fires when they emerge, and I think he's also very good at preemptively snuffing something out before it starts. Now, in the world of clicks and hot takes and everybody's just, you know, piling on... You know, even if he were to be a little bit more transparent, would it do any good? And listen, I respect the contrary. The counter to that. I don't think that it's really necessarily worth it. But here's how I would answer it. All right, so I'm asked. I'm Aaron Boone. Yeah. Aaron Judge. Hey, listen. Yeah, baseball stuff. I like that he said baseball's hard. Gosh, he's hitting almost 370. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then where I would go is I might pivot respectfully, but very clearly. Hey, some of the other guys got to pick him up. Aaron was all world the first couple of months of the season. As we know, he's usually done as a Yankee. You know, it's time for some of the other guys to carry some of the mail. That's a way of putting some of the onus on the other guys and acknowledging, hey, Judge is having a rough stretch. There's eight other guys hitting. Wake the hell up.
And by the way, he went to the other guys, but he did get to the proper answer, I thought, toward the end of that. Like, just acknowledging, he's scuffling or whatever, which is fine. You want to call out some of the others? You could also say, what do you expect? He's going to hit 430?
That's why I think his first response was almost like...
But he is in a...
Apoplectic, like, he was hitting 390.
I know,
what do you expect?
But he has... But the strikeouts...
Oh, there's a ton!
Like, it's been a rough go.
Man, yes!
Again, it's not a knock. You're not going to knock a guy who's hitting 370.
He's been invisible. He's been awful for 10 days. I don't dispute that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.